Right now, it's time for TalkBack, and TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share. Maybe there's something that's been bugging you and you'd like an answer to it. Questions we can handle, comments, excoriations. We take them all. We're just glad to hear from you. And this morning, we're going to start with our number one fan, and our Northwestern Outpost contributor, August. And this is his report for this week.
Hi, this is August reporting from Northern Sun Farm in Chisholm Township with a few observations. On Tuesday the 18th, we were very excited to see a pileated woodpecker flying around our house. We think it was the one coming here all winter, but we hadn't seen him for a couple months. Here's a list of all the things I've seen blooming this week. Daisy fleabane, Canada anemone, birdsfoot trefoil, daisies, swamp buttercup, hawkweed, white Dutch clover, yellow water lilies, and a smaller second batch of dandelions. We have a wild rose bush in our yard, and every year it blooms on summer solstice. This year we were wondering if it would bloom because everything has been so late, but a couple of pink blossoms on the south side did open on Friday. I have observed a monarch swallowtail and a white admiral butterfly, and today I found a large gray moth with pink patches on the very bottoms of its wing. When both of its wings were down flat, it was about the size of the palm of my hand, about 3 inches by 3 inches. And when it flew, it looked like a hummingbird. We couldn't find it in any of our guidebooks. Any ideas what it could be? That's all for this week.
Well, August sent along a picture of that moth covering the palm of his hand. And my first guess, away from my reference books, was that it might have been the blinded sphinx. But after I got home and did a little searching, I discovered that it was the big poplar sphinx, or in some places it's called the modest sphinx. And the modest sphinx comes from the fact that when it's sitting and its wings are held in a normal display, it has this kind of a brown shawl-like effect of the coloration of its wings. Hence, it was thought to be modest. Now, when it opens those four wings on the hind wings, there are these lovely patches of pink and then some black and blue, which form sort of eye spots. And it is thought that having this bright, I guess it's almost a magenta color, and then the black and the blue making the eye spots, when the moth exposes that part of its underwing, it would be terrifying to an attacker, and maybe they'd leave it alone. A couple of other things about the big poplar sphinx, or the modest sphinx, is that as you might suspect, it's from its name, it is a fan, or it is a pretty well isolated to aspens and willows, which gives it a pretty ubiquitous presence across the United States. So wherever you have aspens or willows, you're likely to have the modest or big poplar sphinx. It pupates in shallow burrows, which is unusual. In the north, there is one generation. The eggs are laid. 9 days later, caterpillar hatches. Caterpillar starts feeding on aspens or willows, whatever's in the neighborhood. And in the fall, it forms a kind of a dark brown case that looks a lot like scat. And that is somehow buried, or it buries itself in a shallow burrow and then waits out the winter and emerges as an adult in the spring. They don't feed when they are adults. And one of the interesting facts about them in their feeding is that they chew through, like if they've been eating on a popple leaf, They chew through the petiole of the leaf and cut the leaf from the tree because they have evolved or discovered over the years that if they don't do that, birds will see those partially eaten leaves and associate that with the presence of a caterpillar, in which case the bird will come in, investigate, find the caterpillar, and eat it. So the big poplar sphinx cuts the leaf, eats part of the leaf, can't finish it. Oh, I can't eat another bite. And then goes over and cuts the petiole so the leaf is not on the tree to attract the attention of those extra observant birds, which is kind of cool. So the big poplar sphinx, a very common moth of northern Minnesota and one that you might find in your yard in the next, couple of weeks, I hope.